Dolanan ölçek de ana koşuyor.
So the truth, I don't know what halachot is there.
Tell us what to do.
Rabbi Avadi Yosef used this as an opportunity to learn Hilchot Brachot. His whole sefer on Tu B'Shvat is about Hilchot Brachot. There's not big halachot here. It's just maybe kedima. Which bracha on which food first? That's the whole question. So. I don't know. There's not too much.
Is that one of the houses that...
I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the real truth. Okay, let me talk to you about Tu B'Shvat.
Do we have to see Yer HaTzion before anything we eat?
Okay, listen to me. Okay, listen to me carefully. I grew up, I didn't even know there was such a thing as Tu B'Shvat.
Oh, really?
Ashkenaz never heard of Tu B'Shvat. Never heard of it. We just knew it was a day that you didn't say Tachanun. That we knew. Today's Tu B'Shvat? Today on Be'erev. No, tomorrow you're not going to say Tachanun. You're not going to say Tachanun tomorrow. Okay. The other thing we knew is that because we were in Hasidic schools, they used to take us on trips on Tu B'Shvat. It was a... But the fruit part we didn't know so much about. It wasn't so... Today it became a whole...
Bible.
And I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. The fruit stores definitely push it. They definitely push the Tu B'Shvat. So what? Listen, in the Zohar, it's a big thing. The Tu B'Shvat. It's by Sfardim. It's a 72 different types. So I'll tell you. I'll make a deal with you. If you bring me 72 bachrim to come learn tomorrow to the yeshiva, I will eat 72 fruits. You willing? You masking? It's a deal. If you get me 72 people to come learn tomorrow, I will eat 72 fruits.
Well, and we'll be able to videotape it.
And you'll be able to videotape it.
Cool.
Okay? Now, I'm not telling you how, I'm not this year, because everyone is going to, it's going to be a taste. Otherwise, listen, you don't want me to get sick, right? You don't want me to come and turn into a fruit salad, right? So, that's a deal. All right? We have a deal? Yeah, it's a deal. Yeah. When you get 72 guys to come learn, I'll worry about the 72 foods. Okay. Kitzer, so listen, it's a big thing, and the tefillot you say, Halavai, a person should be able to pray all day. Listen to me carefully. There's nothing out there. I'm telling you, there's nothing. The world is all a facade. It's a mirage. Ooh, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. The only thing that a person enjoys is to be Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a father gives you a matana, a fruit, and you say thank you to the father, you feel good, the father feels good, and the fruit has aliyat neshama. One day I'll explain that to you also. Okay?
By the Kabbalah.
By the Kabbalah. The fruit has aliyat neshama. Okay. Getting back to the Olam Ha'asiya, the Olam Ha'lamasa, okay? We're in the middle of learning Hilchot Shabbat. There's an interesting topic that I opened up today, which is pretty close to what we spoke yesterday. And that is, we mentioned many a time that it's asur to read many things on Shabbos that you would think is mutar to read. People know, of course you can't read advertisements. Why? Because it's business, right? You're not allowed to read any list. Might you hear what I just said? You're not allowed to read any list or any poster on Shabbos. Did you hear what I just told you? You're not allowed to read any list.
A list. You're not allowed.
A poster you're not allowed. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef writes that we have to try to figure out what right we have to read. Signs. Street signs. Yeah? Oh, so let's discuss all. Which yeah and which not. Let's see the halacha. So let's begin with the Gabbai in the Bet Knesset has a list of all the people got which aliyot when. And if he doesn't give the right aliyah to the person, it's Muhammad Olam Shlishi. It becomes World War III. So the question is, are you allowed to read the list of who got which aliyah when and who deserves which aliyah when?
Yes.
Okay. Says the Yalkut Yosef, Gabbai Shiesh Lo Machberet. Uba shemot ha-mitpalelim mutar lo la'ayen b'shabbat b'machberet kedei l'chabed b'aliyah l'sefer Torah et ha-mitpalelim l'fi seder mesuyam.
Only to a gabbai?
The aim is, no, whoever has to take care of it. Whoever has to take...
What if it's a regular guy?
It doesn't make a difference. Whoever is in charge of giving out the aliyot is allowed to read, and the aim is that... But it depends. Is he giving the aliyah?
No.
I know people like to look inside everyone else's notebooks and read. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. No reading of lists on Shabbos. No reading of lists on Shabbos. Except Dvar Mitzvah. You see, when it's a Dvar Mitzvah, we can come and permit. And since it's about the Aliyah, and of course we're trying to save World War III in the Bet Knesset, and we want to make sure that the rabbi doesn't have to get fired at the end of the day because of all this. So you're allowed to what? Read this on Shabbat. Okay. Now let's see what you're not allowed to do. So let's see. Mutar l'kray b'Shabbos es hamadoi ta'oskot binyani mitzvah. Hamifasot b'luach hamadot shebeis haknesses. Kegain? Smani atfilo. Are you allowed to read the times of prayer? Yeah, why? Because it's
mitzvah.
What about hashiurim? When the shir is? That's not, it's a mitzvah? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought people said it's not a mitzvah to read that. Okay, yeah. Hartzot espedim. You just ask, a rabbi is coming to give a kliss, you're allowed to read that. You see? If they're going to give a list of, okay, this and this shir and this hesped, for, you're allowed to read that. Umitziot vavedos. This is a good one. How about sometimes in the Bet Knesset you have a poster that says, lost, found.
Yeah.
Why?
Mitzvah.
Hashavas Havedos. Now it's interesting, if you are the person that lost, right? So you're reading that so-and-so lost. So I guess in a roundabout way, you can return it. What about if it says found? It's not really, right? Still, it says it's mashma from here. Mitzios va'aveidos. That's both. If you found something and you lost something, mutter. Ach, but, ma'idos ha'iskas b'yani mischer. For example, they put up on the Bet Knesset a thing, so-and-so babysitting.
For sale.
Babysitting. You're not allowed. Afilu mischer b'yani mitzvah. It's the very big chiddush. Even if it's about etroy, you know, people have put up big signs. I'm selling it, etroy, give it. You're not allowed to read that poster on Shabbos. Chiddush, very big chiddush, you hear? Eng l'kayim b'Shabbos, v'lchein, k'sheyesh mo'idoy shel mischer b'luach. So if, let's say they have a list of things that they're selling, or, so what do? So he says you have to cover it. The gabayim should go and put a cover on those things. For example, you usually have it in a glass, cover it. Yeah? How about to look at a bus schedule on Shabbos? Are you allowed to look at the bus schedule on Shabbos?
It has no relationship.
Nothing, you're not allowed, you're not allowed to travel on Shabbos. So both is the problem. One is the... Now, the reading wouldn't be such a big problem. Why? Because dibur of... is aser. Machshava hirurim... Is no hiruri mutarim. Yes. Amarnu, dibarnu. Am I allowed to think I'm traveling tomorrow with the F train? Yes, you're allowed to think that. Now, should you? I'm not telling you should think that, but you're allowed to. But you wouldn't be allowed to read the what? Read. Tell me the word. The bus
schedule.
Why? Because it's a list. It's a list of the bus. When it's going and coming. So you're not allowed to read a bus schedule on Shabbos. Now let's go further. Wait, listen. Ma shenagul. Yeah, I'm sorry, what was your question? I apologize.
I just want to know, you're saying that you're allowed to look at lost and found, right?
You're allowed to look what?
In lost and found. Aren't you obligating yourself on Shabbat in order to do that? Lost
no, first of all, listen, I meant the paper, for starters.
The paper.
Yeah, so what do you mean obligating? You'll return it after Shabbos. You have to turn it now. And what's wrong? It's a big mitzvah to return it. What's the big deal?
You're trying to say you might forget and lead. It might be led to a
malacha. To what? What kind of malacha could it be led to?
Start looking for the person you call by accident. I don't know. It leads to things like a pen. You can't use a pen.
Such a big... No, you can't use a pen because it's muksa.
Right.
So that's not the leading.
No.
Okay. It's mutter to look at the lost and found list. It's usher to what? It's usher to look at a bus schedule. How about... Ma shenagu lakel likro b'Shabbat b'shlatim rashim b'em shemet herchavot. Are you allowed to look at the panels where it says what street it is?
Why not? If you want to get some.
You're not allowed to read. I can't keep on explaining to you. You're not allowed to read on Shabbos.
It could be in the brain, though, no?
That's what I think. This is the chiddush. People don't realize how serious this is.
No, but you live with your eyes. You cannot, you don't
think about it.
That's what I'm telling you. There's two isurim. The first isur is to talk about melachot.
Okay.
But this has nothing to do with that. This is about gzeirash tarei hedyotot.
Rabbi, 1 second. Everything you're supposed to do on Shabbos is kedusha. You're going to a seuda. You're going to shul. If you don't look at the signs, how are you going to get there?
So I'll tell you the truth. This is probably what he wants. He says that those that do it, yesh lezeh smuchim ba'alacha. They have where they can rely on halacha. He doesn't want to outright be matirit.
Yeah, but I can get
maybe
lost.
You're saying stand just to get street.
I agree with you that if you have to get to a kiddush or something, I hear it's more permitted. Yes? That's what I'm telling you. It's two different halachot. I keep on repeating. Let me say it one more time clearly. There's two halachot. One halacha is melacha diburas. To read has nothing to do with malacha. Even if it has nothing to do with the malacha. Gzeira. It's a gzeira. Shtarei hedyotot, which means if you let a person read bus schedules, right? The next thing is he's going to read his bills on Shabbos.
But the name of the street.
It doesn't make a difference. Once that's the question. When Chazal said don't read a poster. You know what the real word poster is? What I really want? An official document. Anything which is official.
But the name of the street, it's not connected to the
poster.
It's a two different worlds.
So let's repeat again. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I agree with you because it's a very hard yesod to catch, but it's not chidush. It's halacha A, B, C. It's clear. Asur likro bishtarei hedyotot. Everybody repeat after me. Asur likro bishtarei hedyotot. What does that mean? You're not allowed to read shtar, any document, which is hedyot. What does that mean? It's not Torah. No document. Now, what's included in a document? So the point is, document is anything. You hear? Anything that's rishmi, it's official. You know, there's even a question when you come to a hotel, are you allowed to read the lists of who's sleeping where and who's sitting where at what table?
Wow. Not
huh?
Navigate.
So that's what you think you have to. It's because you don't realize that it might not be mutter on Shabbos. It's not that simple.
Oh, what if you're looking for your name? What's
that's
your
the whole name? Point. So you might not be allowed to do that.
Your mom can't go anywhere.
You know what their matir? You know, and we're going to learn this soon. You know what the heter might be? It's a question of shalom, fighting people, cheers. That's
let's say you didn't get a chance to know which seat you're sitting in, you're in a Shabbaton. How are you going to get it? You're going to just
guess? So I'll repeat again. And the reason why I'm saying it this way is, I understand why you're asking me this. Because it's so in everyone's mind that of course it's mutar. How can it be asur? But the truth is, it's because we're not acquainted with the actual halacha. You know, when someone learns this from childhood, then he understands it. When someone is being told this in a Bet Knesset, he says, what are you talking about? This is the question. Shtari Adyaitis means you're not allowed to read anything. Anything. Shtari Adyaitis on Shabbos means you're not allowed to read anything on Shabbos. I understand. You're asking, but what if? Yeah, I know. This is what he's trying to tell me. I can't even read a you can't even read the shelet. What do you call the shelet? The street sign. A street sign. What street is this?
What do you do? Kids,
he's saying,
you go to Shabbaton, they put the list, who's sitting where, who's which room. What do you do?
She asked me personally what you should do. You should read it before Shabbos.
What about license plates? Is that also
a problem? So, yes. Yes. Yes, you're not allowed to read any shelet, any sign. Anything on Shabbos is not allowed to be read. It's called Gzeira Mishum Shtari Ad Yaitis.
So then you're saying the street name is under the Shtari.
So then, right, the only thing is, they're saying maybe those that do it, Yeshama Mishi Yismaichu, it's not, and I know nobody knows this. Meaning, you walk over to any person, oh, what are you talking about? But it's halacha. Shtari Ad Yaitis, Ashveres Sugis, Sinishkin Pashta Sugis. B'tokhein zach nishleinin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read anything on Shabbos. Yes. Oh, so if it's dvar mitzvah, then it's mutter. So it's mutter. If it's dvar mitzvah, it's mutter.
I don't know the situation.
So I hear a person needs to go, suda, Shabbos, I get it, but for no reason. Let's say you're taking a walk down the block. You're walking with your wife, five, 20 streets. Oh, this is street. I don't know. It's not so simple. You're better off not doing that.
Can we say it's an age of the person to do it? That doesn't mean that he's doing it. He's just moving it.
Again, the nature of a person to be Mechal Shabbos doesn't mean it's mutter to be Mechal Shabbos.
6 days of the week.
So what should I do? Again, I know it's not an easy thing. And I know it's new. And you don't think because... Even in the yeshiva, if you would get up and say this in the yeshiva, the bachur would say, what? What are you talking about? They don't know. So what can I do? They don't know. It is halacha called Isur of Shtari and Yaitis. It is what it is. Now let me see what else is concluded. Listen. You hear? Okay, but here he says a very big chiddush, and I don't understand that I have to look it inside. You're going in the road. Are you allowed to look at the shlatim on top of the stores? What store is what? So there he says you're allowed to. I don't know why. I don't know why. I have to look this up inside. It's almost contradictory. To make a story about looking at a street sign, that's an issue. This, mutar, but you shouldn't do it, tava ala bracha. I mean, you're allowed to walk around. I mean, people do it. People pass by the stores and go, that's a...
Especially if you're in a new place.
Yeah, look at this store, look at that store. You're better off not doing it because Xera, again, I know is. Let me tell you something. This is, he left. This is not a Hasidic Sefer. This is your book. This is the Yalkut Yosef. This is it. It's here. You really should not be looking at any posters and any signs and any. Give me a good word for a shelet. A shelet is a. No way. There's a. What's a plaque. A plaque. Anything which is a plaque, a better word in the street. The street signs are on a. A street sign. Any sign, any... Okay, let's see one more halach. You ready? Hanoagim likro b'shabbat. You ready? You're going to jump on this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to read the list of the ingredients on a food?
Depends how we turn.
If it's life-threatening, Rabbi, absolutely.
Forget about life-threatening. Forget it. What's the bar mitzvah about it? Yeah, okay, I heard that. I got that. Okay, good. Got it. Okay, got it.
Read it before Shabbat.
But let's say you want to read it because you want to see, oh, it's so interesting. Look what they have over here.
Most people do that.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, they have, oh, Cocoa Puffs together with Cream Puffs together with the chmezvas, with marshmallows.
I'm watching my diet.
When the Balabais is giving the Shia Torah.
You're watching your diet, you shouldn't be eating this food in the first place. Forget about what it says on it. The answer is, let's see. Mutter, let's see what he says. Hanagim likro b'shabbat. Amash akasim gamariza shamal tu shalzweb v'ashtim yadze. Ein b'ze isa mishum shtari ad yaitu. He says you're allowed to do it. Now, the fact that he has to speak it out.
That's Kiddush, though.
Obviously, it's not as simple as you think. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not as simple as you think.
Because if the sign is not allowed, this is
allowed. Now, here's a big one. You ready for a big one? Who wants to hear a big one? Is one allowed to read a telephone book on Shabbat?
No way.
Oh, that's a big one. Okay.
Well, there's no use for it because you can't call on Shabbos.
Mutter listakel b'sefer telefonin. You're allowed to.
A calendar?
So listen carefully. I had this story in Westgate. In Westgate, they put out the Lakewood thing. Okay. So the questions are you allowed to look at. Now, they give you the addresses also. So if it's only the telephone numbers, so then it's only for Shabbos calling Usher. But if it also has the addresses, maybe I want to go to the guy's house. Maybe I want to go to the guy's house.
Yeah.
Many hold that it's mutter to read a telephone book on Shabbos. What's it nogei lamasa? Listen carefully. If you learn that the problem is you might come to make a call with it, right? What mutter is it? What form? Which stage? I get it, it's Rabbanan. But what mutter is it? Machmas gufay. So then you wouldn't have the heter of tzorach gufay umikaymai. Right, if it's malachdil isur, an electricity, an electrical appliance, can I move it if I need the electrical? Can I move my fan to me? Yes. But if it's Moksim Achmas Gufo, can I use it Litzorov Gufo? And the answer is no. So if you held telephone book usser, can I use the telephone book to put it underneath a baby to heighten him? They used to use this. They used to use the phone book. I don't know if today they still do it. But in my day, when the kid was too small to sit at the table, or too short, whatever, they put a phone book over there. You remember this? They used to put the phone book. If you hold it's Mutza Machmas Gufay, then you wouldn't be allowed to put it underneath the baby Litzarach Gufay. But right? But he paskins, you're allowed to look at the telephone book to know, to see, you hear? Okay. Now, how about the following? Reading a letter. How about reading a postcard on Shabbos? Asur. Nobody says, there's nobody in the world that'll say it's mutter.
Even though it's not new?
Correct.
But we said,
correct.
If the letter...
You know, he's going to walk out of here and he's going to say, I'll be walking around. It's nothing to me. I promise you, it has nothing to do with me. It's nothing. It's not my fault. It says it here. I'm telling you, it says here. You know what? Let me read it to make sure you got here. Ready? Asur. Does anybody know what the word asur means, or you have a problem with also? Okay, asur. 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 Likrei b'shabes mechtavim v'igrot shalom okartisei bracha l'shana tova. A card, a Shana Tova card. You can't read it. Shigazru Chazal Shema Yavul Lekro Bishtarot Shiyesh Behem In Yonei Mekach U Mem Kar Mekach U Mem Kar. You hear? So therefore it becomes us. Now let me just tell you one more quick halacha. Yeah. Oh. Which caught my eye. Yeah, which caught my eye. Are you allowed to look at an album of pictures? Maybe. You're not reading. Are you reading it?
Are
you reading?
Are
you reading? Onik Shabbat. Everything's Onik Shabbat. Some people like Rabota. They like to work. They love it. Onik Shabbat.
Family, it's a good Onik Shabbat.
Tell me something. Some people love television. Onik Shabbat!
But we're not going wild. We're going reasonable.
Tatala, it's awesome. What do you want from my life? It's awesome. Shtari and Yota. I didn't make it up. I didn't make this up. Chachamim said it. What do you want? Okay, so let's see about pictures. Mutter listaka b'Shabbos b'album tmunot mishpachti or b'tmunot rabbanim gedolei Torah v'chein mutter likra et shem harav
hakatu. Oh. How's that different from postcards?
Ah, that's a good question. The question is, the picture, I could say I'm not reading the picture. But how about if it has a name on it? Remember Gedolim cards used to have the name on the bottom? V'chein mutter likra et shem harav hakatu. Question, you never notice in the sukkah, you have big posters. Are you allowed to read it? Are you allowed to read it?
Those
big
what
about the reading? The Mishnah is everything. So listen while I give you advice. Here's my advice. Go to the Svarim store and buy Svarim before Shabbos and read and read and read and read and read. And take out your newspapers and throw them out of your house on Shabbos. No, don't kill me. Have a nice day, everybody. Go to breakfast. Yes, what?
Is it one of the 39
No, it's Zeta de Rabbanan.